The Great War was just drawn to a close in Europe. I was sent overseas just after we joined the war in 1917. One night, in 1918, while out on a scouting mission, my group came under attack. Bullets and shells were flying everywhere. As I crouched to return fire, a piece of shrapnel pierced my chest. I couldn't breathe. I thought that was it for me. Well, I got out of that mess and was taken to the nearest aid station and patched up. From there, I was sent back to the States to recover. I ended up at a new military hospital in Colorado. On the campus of this new hospital was a Red Cross building. They constructed it in October of 1918 as a way of keeping the patient's spirits high. The American Red Cross was in charge of our recreational activities, and they used to put on all sorts of shows, dances, plays, music, movies, and even boxing matches kept us happy while we recovered at the hospital. Inside were pool tables, game tables, a library, a movie projector, two fireplaces, and a stage. During my stay at the hospital, almost every time I went to see a movie show and a musical act or a speaker, the building was packed, often with standing room only. On one occasion, people even stood on the roof, looking in through the second floor windows. Shows help take our mind off things, and we'd do just about anything to see them. Well, eventually I recovered and went home. After the war, I heard that the Army decided to keep the hospital open permanently. And when the Second World War began, Fitzsimmons got ready for casualties again. The Army built a post theater to entertain recovering troops. So this building, which used to be our all-around recreation hall, turned into offices for the hospital. They made the building bigger by adding the two rectangular wings on the east side in 1942. Even so, you can still see the makings of the building that I recovered in after my war service so many years ago.